SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
A trip to the Snowy Mountain is not cheap, I had to say. All the expense for accommodation, ticket to the national park, ticket for the lift, lesson cost, everything add up. And it's about the same as going overseas. Not cheap at all.
How much do you love the snow? Or have you never seen it before? Whether for tobogganing, skiing, snowball fights, or just dreaming of watching snowflakes fall for the first time, Australia's snowfields offer a magical experience.
Wear a lot of clothes. Prepare proper jacket, trousers, and boots.
Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Ismail. Today, we'll take you through everything you need to know to plan your snow trip, what to pack, the best places to go, and how to stay warm, safe, and ready for adventure. Although Australia is famous for its sunny beaches and summer holidays, it also has some incredible snowy destinations that come alive in winter. So, where can you find snow in Australia? The main snow destinations in Australia are in New South Wales, Victoria, and Tasmania, each offering stunning alpine landscapes and plenty of ways to enjoy the snow. From ski resorts to national parks, these regions have something for every snow lover. Some of the most popular resorts include Persia and Thredbo in New South Wales, Mount Buller and Falls Creek in Victoria. Each has its own unique charm, with differences in size, terrain and the kind of experience they offer. From beginner-friendly slopes to more challenging runs and vibrant village atmospheres. Olivier Kapitanakos is the director of Tourism Snowy Mountains, New South Wales. He points out that while Australia is best known as an island nation with iconic coastal regions, its snow-covered mountains, the Australian Alps, are relatively low in elevation by global standards. Mr. Olivier explains.
Mount Kosciuszko, Australia's tallest point, is just 2,200 metres. So not very tall. But uniquely, we are a country that has four, five great snow areas. We know that we have Kosciuszko National Park, in which Thredbo and Perish both exist in. A little bit less known, we also have within the same park, Selwyn. And then on the other side of the New South Wales, Victoria, we've got Mount Buller. So we're unique in the world in the sense that we have snow at a moderate altitude that allows for great snow play, good skiing.
If you're planning a trip to the Snowy Mountains in New South Wales, where you choose to stay will depend largely on your plans, especially if you're keen to ski or learn to ski. Some accommodations are located right on the slopes for easy access, while others are nearby in towns that offer more affordable or family-friendly options.
The ski season starts on the first week of June and ends on the beginning of October at the long weekend, so between the two long weekends. But I feel that the best snow is to be had in July and in August. Perisher is the largest of the resorts with much larger terrain. This is much harder to ski Perisher in one day, whereas Thredbo, arguably, you could do the whole thing in one day.
Mr. Olivier suggests that if you are not planning to ski or learn to ski there, Selwyn is a great place to experience snow and participate in other less intense activities.
Selwyn has a great tobogganing park. Perisher and Thredbo don't allow tobogganing. So if you're coming here to experience the snow, then certainly Perisher and Thredbo are great to turn up and play in the snow. Thredbo is probably going to be your pick if you want to take a gondola ride to the top of the mountain, play in the snow and then come back down again.
If you're heading to Victoria for a snow trip, you could consider the Alpine Shire area. It's home to many beautiful towns and provides access to popular ski resorts. As Alpine Shire Mayor, Councillor Sarah Nicholas points out, the region is at the foot of the Great Dividing Range, which runs through Victoria. Miss Sarah points out some of the Victorian snow destinations.
Two are quite major ski resorts, that's Mount Hotham and Falls Creek. And Dinner Plain also has some ski lifts and is a really good place for beginners and for tobogganing. And Mount Buffalo is another place where people can drive into the snow and immerse themselves in that wonderful scenery.
Mount Buller is one of Victoria's most popular snow destinations, attracting skiers and snowboarders of all levels. According to Visit Victoria, it offers a well-balanced mix of beginner, intermediate, and advanced terrain, along with a well-developed village and convenient on-mountain amenities, making it a great all-round option for snow lovers. Mr. Olivier says it's convenient primarily for visitors coming from Melbourne.
There's great choices on the Buller on the Victorian side, also for snow play. So probably your destination if you come from Victoria, because it's certainly the closest place. If you go from Sydney or Brisbane, then it's Perisher and Thredbo.
Having a clear idea of what you want to do on your snow trip will also help you decide how long to stay, whether it's a quick weekend escape or a longer adventure. Miss Sarah says some people come to visit for the day and have a wonderful time, but they don't usually get on skis.
They might have a bit of a toboggan in the designated toboggan areas, throw some snowballs, and they have some lunch and they have a lot of fun. So a day is enough for that sort of experience. But if you actually want to learn how to slide around in the snow and control some skis, then it's probably at least 5 days midweek. And then by the end of those 5 days, you can most likely you can get down one of the beginner slopes comfortably.
Tasmania also promises a great snow experience for families. Sandra Brady, Assistant Training and Events Manager at Tourism Tasmania, says Mount Wellington offers families the space to create warm memories in the snow.
There's no facilities there in terms of skiing, tobogganing, etc., but it's where we all get out with our families and we build snowmen and have some snow fights and just generally snow angels, that kind of snow play fun that you can experience. And that's something certainly that can be done in Hobart. So just 20 minutes from the CBD, which is amazing.
Other areas in Tasmania where you can experience snow are just a 90-minute drive from Hobart. Mount Field National Park offers opportunities for cross-country skiing, although this usually takes place within ski clubs. For visitors to Tasmania, Ms. Sandra highlights Ben Lomond National Park as the top destination for skiing.
To experience snow in the north, Ben Lomond National Park is an easy drive from Launceston. But during winter, we actually have shuttle services to access the top of Ben Lomond where there is actually a ski resort. We do recommend that you take the shuttle services because the road there is really quite windy. It's called Jacob's Ladder and it's a series of switchbacks. And from the beginning of June, you do need to have snow chains in your car for that section.
Planning and using the right safety gear and equipment is essential when visiting the snowy mountains and areas across these three states. Mr. Olivier explains.
National Parks makes it compulsory to take chains, and if you have an ordinary sedan without four-wheel drive or without all-wheel drive, then you need to put chains on your drive wheels. And for most cars, it's at the front wheel for a small car and the back wheels for a larger car. And certainly if you've never driven in the snow and you've got an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, I would still recommend using chains.
It's also important to check if you'll need snow chains for your car when driving in snowy areas. Always pay attention to road signs and weather warnings to keep your trip safe and smooth. And don't forget to pack warm clothing, gloves, and snow boots to fully enjoy your time in the snow. Mr. Olivier again.
Make sure you do have specialized snow clothing, and that usually means layers. So rather than just having one puffer jacket on, snow clothing is having a good underlayer, a base layer, perhaps a singlet, a shirt, and then a top layer would be a waterproof or a feather down jacket. Make sure you have a beanie and gloves, good shoes.
A snow trip can get expensive fast, with costs for accommodation, park entry fees, lift passes, food, snow clothing, and even car chains adding up. But you can keep your budget in check by renting snow gear instead of buying it, and bringing your own food and snacks to avoid the higher prices in alpine areas.
Certainly research pays a lot. For a budget-conscious family, perhaps bring your own lunch and certainly keep it in your car as you drive up and then take a bit of a break and enjoy your lunch looking at the snow rather than from a fancy bistro or restaurant.
From the very first snowflake to the last sip of hot chocolate, a snow trip creates unforgettable memories, especially if it's your first time. And it's not just about skiing. There is tobogganing, snowball fights, breathtaking views, and plenty of moments filled with joy. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written, produced, and hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Garmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.